And some good news for Colorado's ski resorts. Snow keeps piling up, and the week between Christmas and New Year's Day is typically the make-or-break time for resorts. As Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC reports, bookings are up over last year.
At the Winter Park Resort in the Colorado Rockies, Dave Sears takes a breather after skiing down the Parkway Run.
We prepared pretty well, trying to keep hydrated and everything, and exercise a lot, so it's been good.
Colorado's a lot higher and colder than Sears' hometown of Destin, Florida, but he's not complaining. Ski resorts aren't complaining either now that business is picking back up.
It's like frugality fatigue, and after being a good boy and saving my money for 6 months or a year, I get itchy and it's time to get back on the mountain.
Economist Ralph Garrison tracks hotel bookings at Western ski resorts for the Denver-based Mountain Travel Research Program. He says resorts have adapted to tough times by offering a cocktail of deals to lure destination visitors. They're also using social media to tout the bountiful early season snowfall.
So after a significant divot 2 years ago, there has been the beginnings of a return to normalcy.
So many resorts around the West should be breaking open the champagne and pouring the eggnog in light of where they have been in the last couple of years?
They should be thinking about buying the champagne in a few months.
And resorts are encouraged to hear more people like Ron Rogers say the still struggling economy didn't factor into his decision to book a ski holiday in Winter Park.
We're all gainfully employed, so the recession really hasn't affected us.
Snowfall amounts that are being described as epic probably aren't hurting either. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler.